Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yes, I do.
Please, go ahead.
I just have a stupid question. Do you ever have stupid thoughts?
Do I?
Yeah, do you just ever just think stupid things?
Have you heard the show?
So yes is the answer.
Yeah, all the time, man. I'm plagued with them, yeah.
Well, just a question. Let's say you're dead broke. You spend your last dollar on a lottery ticket and win $1 million. You collect your earnings and go up the street and buy a candy bar. Are you still a millionaire?
Well, I'd say you're already not a millionaire if you only won $1 million because of after taxes.
True.
You know?
True. Okay. That's all I wanted to know, man. I just had a stupid thought. I would just thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah, I think if you invested that money wisely, you could stay a millionaire. Because if you get it into the stock market and invest wisely, you could get 10% a year maybe return on it is the average return a year on the stock market. So that would
get
you.
That's great. I am going to come to you for that when I win that.
All right, man. I'll be your financial advisor.
Thanks.
See you, bro.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for free for all?
I actually got a little bit of a say to Jerry Ann.
Okay.
You remember me talking to you about my school on MySpace?
What school do you go to?
Huh?
What school?
The American Academy of Cosmetology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to say that I have about 21 school days before I graduate.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Huh?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Where are you going to work at, man?
I'm actually going to go to Mastercuts in the Manhattan Mall at first. And then probably I'm going to go to Topeka.
Is that your destination? That's where you want to end up?
Huh?
Is that where you're from, or what?
If you want to get technical about where I'm from everywhere. I'm an Army brat.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, yeah, man, congratulations on the job, and good luck to you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Peace.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yes, I think I have the answer or the fix to every person who has ever gotten or will receive a ticket while driving on their cell phone.
Okay.
You see, you need to carry another item in your vehicle, which is known as an electric razor. Because if you're carrying that razor and you're talking on your cell phone, a cop passes you or you pass by a cop and they see you, all you have to do is hang up the phone, put it away, hide it in your vehicle somewhere, and then pop out the razor and put it on your seat.
Nice.
And then when they pull you over and they say, yes, sir, I'm giving you a ticket for $1,500 for talking on your cell phone, because they're, you know, outrageous fees or fines for that, you pull out your razor and you say, no, sir, I was just shaving on the way to work. And then there you go.
Jerry Ann, though, she multitasks. She drives, talks on the phone, and shaves her face at the same time. So they'd be able to tell something was up.
Wow, then, yeah, I don't want to ask you what she looks like, then.
Just a little bearded, that's all, right, Jerry Ann?
Yeah.
Well, it's blonde hair. It's peach fuzzy, so you normally can't see it.
That's good. That's
okay,
good.
Jerry Ann.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for the tip, dude.
Oh, you're welcome.
See ya.